Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette Council revises board appointment timeline, drops public interview plan. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Gillette City Council has voted to give itself more time to review applicants for the city's volunteer boards and commissions, but council members stopped short of requiring public interviews for candidates. According to the Gillette News Record, the decision came after weeks of debate over how appointments are handled following complaints from Councilman Chris Smith and Jack Clary that they hadn't been given enough time to review applications during the last round of appointments in July. Last Tuesday, the council voted 4-2 to adopt what's called Option A, which requires that board applications be sent to all council members within 2 days after the deadline and that appointments can't be made until at least 1 week later. The change also loosens term limits and gives the council the authority to remove board members if needed. A competing proposal, Option C, would have required all applicants to be interviewed in public meetings, similar to the process used by the Campbell County Commission, but that motion failed. Councilman Jim West and others said that they felt reviewing written applications was enough to make informed decisions. Councilwoman Heidi Gross said that her concern was that less people would apply if they had to go through a public interview process.
I'm concerned that we would receive less applicants if they knew that they had to come before City Council in a public meeting and answer questions. And I just think that would be an uncomfortable experience for them. And I'm afraid some people would shy away from that.
Councilman Chris Smith and Jack Clary voted no, arguing that the change didn't go far enough to make the process more transparent.
But I would remind Councilwoman that a board appointment is a public appointment. You're in the public. You have meetings with the public. So to sit there and say that somebody's not going to apply because of the public meeting, that doesn't hold water with me.
The new policy takes effect immediately for future city board appointments. Radiant Nuclear drops Wyoming, chooses Tennessee for first microreactor factory. Radiant Nuclear has officially abandoned plans to build its first microreactor manufacturing facility near Bar None, announcing Monday that the project will instead break ground in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, a major blow to Wyoming's hopes of landing a $200 million investment and hundreds of high-paying jobs. According to Cowboy State Daily, the California-based company says it chose Oak Ridge for its strong nuclear workforce, historic Manhattan Project infrastructure, and most importantly, clear regulatory certainty. Radiant COO said Tennessee's business-friendly environment allowed the company to move quickly, with construction starting in 2026 and production expected by 2028. State Senator Ed Cooper called the decision disappointing for Wyoming's economic future, blaming vocal opposition from members of the Wyoming Freedom Caucus for driving away the project. Freedom Caucus Chair Rachel Rodriguez-Williams defended the group, saying they refused to allow any out-of-state company to bring radioactive waste into Wyoming. Radiant officials said their proposal involved only temporary storage of used fuel from their own reactors, but Wyoming law prohibits that. Oak Ridge, they said, welcomed the project with zero opposition. Bar None Mayor Pete Boyer said the loss is significant, noting that no other $300 million company is banging down the door to come here. The decision ends months of debate over spent fuel storage in Natrona County and leaves Wyoming watching from the sidelines as the nuclear renaissance moves forward elsewhere. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.